Joining us, I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday assailed Republican-led states pushing to tighten voting rules, calling it an unfolding assault on liberty. Republicans say they are tightening voting rules so no election fraud occurs in the future and that Americans can have confidence that votes are fairly counted. But Biden, in perhaps the most emotional speech of his six-month presidency, contended that the 28 laws already adopted in 17 states, quote, make it harder for Americans to vote. Without naming him, Biden rebuked former President Donald Trump for his continuing claims that he was cheated out of another four-year term in the White House by voting and ballot counting fraud in last November's election. Biden declared, "The big lie is just that, a big lie." His audience gathered at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia applauded. Biden called again for the Senate to pass voting rights legislation already approved by the House of Representatives that would nationalize congressional and presidential election rules, overriding the newly enacted state restrictions that Biden and Democratic lawmakers say would especially inhibit voting by minorities, who most often vote for Democrats. As it stands, however, the legislation has little chance of passage in the 100-member Senate, which is split evenly between 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. Republicans recently blocked debate on the measure. The White House announced Tuesday that First Lady Jill Biden will lead the official U.S. delegation at the Tokyo Olympics on July 23rd. President Joe Biden is not expected to attend. News of her trip comes days after Tokyo officials decided to hold the Olympic Games without spectators because of the COVID-19 pandemic.